So this is called Samuel's story. Yesterday, Samuel decided to kick himself out of school. As you can imagine, the teachers were upset. The problem is the teachers were upset before he left. His classmates were too. Let me explain. For the past week, the students have been writing stories, stories about who they are. But not just stories about what kind of person they are, stories about what kind of thing they are. Like, if they could be anything, what kind of thing would they be? And Samuel's classmates had all the best answers. So good, Samuel didn't think there were any good answers left. Diego said he was a dragon. Something about a witch, a spell, a sword, and then he turns into a prince or something. Dora said she was a bee. Samuel thought she was going to say something about turning into honey, which technically would be incorrect, which my mama told me is a fancy word for not right, which is a fancy word for wrong, because bees don't turn into honey, they turn into flowers, and every first grader knows that. But Dora didn't say honey. She said queen. She's a bee that's going to one day be a queen, which is a higher rank than prince, but then again, Dora is smart like that. Darnell said he was a frog that turns into a prince, and then he and Diego argued for the next 5 minutes over who thought up being a prince first. And then there was Samuel, who didn't know a thing about what thing he'd be. I mean, there could only be one prince, and Diego and Darnell are already thumb wrestling over that, and Dora was just smart like that. So Samuel got up in the middle of class yesterday and left, kicked himself out of school. He walked down the road to the park and sat, because that's what people do when they really need to think hard. Nothing. No thing. So Samuel paced off into the woods while everyone at school wondered where he went. The teachers called his parents. His parents called the police. The police called the dogs. And the dogs called like this. Roof, 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 roof. And then they sniffed the floor and took a nap while everyone else worried. An hour later, Samuel came back, smiling. Everyone looked amazed. The teachers looked at the parents. The parents looked at the police. The police looked at the dogs, and the dogs woke up. Samuel spoke. I know what I want to be. He extended his arm and revealed a caterpillar he found in the woods. Even the dogs looked confused. Samuel's father asked him, son, why do you want to be a caterpillar? And Samuel smiled and shook his head, no. Then he said, because a caterpillar has dreams, daddy. Caterpillars dream of being butterflies, but I don't want to be a caterpillar, silly. I'm a dream, because dreams move slow like caterpillars. But one day, after you reach your dreams and take a much-needed rest, you hatch into a good story. And one day, I dream of being a good story.